Groupon versus Coupon. She Reacts, episode number 89. I'll get you dancing. Today's show is brought to you by Target, otherwise known as Tarjay. Come on, what woman out there doesn't shop at Target? Online shopping is the best. You know why? You can shop with no bra, sweatpants, and a glass of wine. This week at Target, you can kick up your game day Super Bowl parties. Huddle down and save with some game day changing deals at Target this week. Let's keep it 100. Target also hearts parties. Get your Valentine's swag in order. It's still early, and don't forget your Galentine's too on V-Day. Link to this week's deals and discounts from your mobile phone or tablet. Look, I've made it really simple, stupid for you. It's located right in the show notes by clicking the Target shopping link. So in last week's episode, hello? What do you mean you missed it? All right, so I dropped two episodes last week, and look, the January fave is three things women want, and the whole girl Bravo thing. Each explains what women want from a guy, so you want to listen up and catch up on that. And how we slay, strive with our own female hustle swag, but you know what? The biggest takeaway of them all is we have to celebrate our vulnerable moments too. And that's what I go and talk about in that episode. So check out episode 87 and 88. And look, don't forget to leave me a rating and review in iTunes. And if you don't know how to do it, hit me up on social at Nina Babel and I will tell you how to do it. So this week I'm going to share with you the whole shebang in a whole relatable, modern, funny and non-clinical way, especially when it comes to love, sex, dating, relationships and your sexual health. You know I keep it 100. Nina's been crowned the queen of mother friggin' advice. It's all about the chick chat, what your mother didn't tell you, but your girlfriend did. So let me set the scene. I had a conversation with a girlfriend of mine about dating, of course. And in episode 51, the whole he pays, she pays thing, I talk about the awkward moment of deciding, like, who pays? Are we going Dutch? And the whole, like, bill stare down thing, you know, she stares, he stares, she's looking at the total, he's looking at her, wondering what's the next move. And you know what? We also have those cultural and society expectations that, truthfully, I'm a hybrid of all of them. So what you're going to find is me and my girlfriend are actually duking it out in this episode. She feels that a Groupon and a coupon is okay. Me? I don't think so. Let me rephrase. It's conditional. So here's where the whole free food theory really starts, continues, and manifests for every girl out there. In college. In this next clip, you're going to hear how these girls keep it 100.
It's definitely real. You go on a lot of dates, especially when you don't have to pay for food in college. And somebody's paying for it? Of course. You want to go? Let's go. We can go whenever you're ready.
I love food, so that's like a missed opportunity for me. So that's like, all right, well, I don't like this, but all right, whatever.
So let's take it a step further. The biggest expectation women have when they start dating is automatically, let me auto-correct that he's paying. Admittedly, it's a time when we realize, you know, this is one of those main differences that separates a man from a boy. But the biggest beef guys have with us is, look, they'll tell you, it is expensive to date, especially when you're not committed in a relationship and you're dating multiple women. So, does he use a Groupon, gift card, or coupon with you? Like I said, for me, abso-friggin-lutely not. What did you do all those years before Groupons and gift cards even existed? In my girlfriend's case, she doesn't agree with me. For her, it's no big deal, whether it's date number one or date 153. If he uses a Groupon or a coupon, she's appreciative either way. So you're going to hear us talk about the loopholes, guys, how to up your game with the whole Groupon coupon thing, and you're going to learn of our differences in opinion. So let's start from the beginning. We talk about where it all starts, right? Earlier, I mentioned it starts in college. And frankly, in college, we're broke.
College, I understand, because we're all starving. You know, we all don't have money. And we use guys as that.
But see, I guess to me, I'm thinking we're both broke. So it's not fair for me to have the expectation that you pay for everything. We're both broke.
There are many levels to consider here with this whole coupon thing. In the case of a first date, as much as it pains a man to pay full price for anything, but especially a meal for someone he doesn't know, he's not in a committed relationship, and he's getting to know, frankly, I would be weirded out if he pulled out a coupon. In fact, more than weirded out. If a guy uses a coupon, let it be known. It's a total turnoff.
If a guy uses a coupon, oh, that's a total turnoff.
It is.
Oh my gosh!
Even, like, if I see that now.
Are you serious?
My story? You know, I really didn't know how to deal with this when it happened for the first time. But I kind of put the puzzle pieces together. In a relationship, it's acceptable, right? However, if he's frugal to begin with and you know it and you deny it, you ignore it, it just makes matters worse, especially whether it's after a disagreement, a fight, because you know what? You feel like he didn't go all out for you just because he's still being his frugal self.
First, I was like, is this just part of his cheap self?
Right.
Or two, like, is this legit? It's not like it's a new relationship. But then I was like, I know he's cheap anyway, to some degree.
Interesting.
But if I was dating somebody new, there's different levels. Like, if they used a Groupon for an activity,
okay,
I don't think I'd be as more of a pushover opposed to dinner.
Or as a coupon. Because Groupons are a little bit different.
But a coupon, like, you get $5 off? Oh, I've never had that, but I don't think I'd like that.
Really?
You don't care?
I use coupons, so it's no big deal to
me. Well, I mean, I'm a coupon user,
like,
too.
Like, hopefully he would do it in a finesse kind of way.
Like how?
Like, you could be getting ready to go to the, like, oh, I'm running to the bathroom. Like, we've already ordered, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then you find your server and be like, okay, you already rang this stuff up.
That's so, the only way to do it.
I mean...
So let's keep it 100. If you are a guy who insists, doesn't change his spots, or is trying to find a workaround when dating multiple women, I'm going to help you out here. In this next clip, we tell you how to be finesse about it.
There's ways you can do it to where you can, or like once the bill comes, okay, I'm about to, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom, whatever, and go pay the check so that you could take the thing with you, put the thing in there, whatever, pay
and
for it.
I don't know.
Exactly. But yeah, there's a lot of them like, oh no, I have a serious problem with it. And I'm like, to me, it's no big deal.
He could be dating other people besides you. You know that, right? So he's saving some dollars. All right, fine. Is it more money he can spend on you later? Or someone else?
Period, like first date or 100 dates?
Yep. No big deal. Why pay full price if you don't have to? That's more money you can spend on later. That's how I think of it.
Yes, a coupon is a value on the woman. In my opinion, I would think that he chose the place based on the coupon. And not me in mind. Strike one.
Well, if it's like, you know, you get dessert free if you spend $50.
But what's the difference?
Because I'm part of that equation.
How?
Because he.
So you're looking at that coupon as a value on yourself, as opposed to just using the coupon as a way to spend less money. Because, I mean, anybody in their right mind, if you have the opportunity to not spend full price, would do it. I would think. So I think sometimes women look at it as a thing of they're putting the use of that coupon as value not on that meal, but on themselves.
For me, it's all about the timing. If you do this stuff in the beginning when I don't know you, trust me, it appears cheap, no class, and frankly, you've killed all any excitement that I had leading up to the date. But you can decide one way or another depending on how the date is going throughout the night. Now, I will say this, the only times you have a green light is if there's a second date. Or, on the flip, what if there's no connection? Well then, by all means, take the coupon and use the discount. If it's painstakingly obvious and you don't want to date this person again, it's probably all for the better anyway, as you obviously have fairly different feelings about money. Or if you have the sense or if you've had the conversations that the woman sitting across from you is a frugal person, or at least she's not opposed to you being frugal, well then, hey, that's another green light for you too.
Yeah. He's not saying that you're cheap or that you should be discounted. It's anybody in their right mind, if they could not spend full price, they would.
In a committed relationship, the rules are different. You can do it. Because you're both are looking at ways to save and benefit from the dollars together. Especially like if you're engaged or you're married, you're constantly saving. You're constantly looking for cutting corners. I get that.
I think the timing makes a difference. Like if you're dating, I don't know. If you're dating somebody, it appears cheap.
Really? I don't look at it that way.
And I almost feel like, you know, if you're married and or you've been in a committed relationship, look, I just found this $20 coupon. Let's go to Acadiana and get that duck we wanted. Or then I'll be like, cool. That means that we can do dessert and not feel, you know.
Really? That's very interesting. I think this is that's a whole nother episode that I would be interested to hear.
When it comes to a man's role, though, it comes with the territory. Call me traditional, but it's also a cultural norm. So if you have to be able to use that cultural norm to your advantage, people, and I could speak for the population out there that's on my side. It will sort of depend on how a person is about the coupon. And look, the whole presentation or rationale of using it really will make or break a date. So if he makes a joke like, "And because I'm turning into my dad, I'm using this coupon," or maybe he inserts something kind of cute, certainly not cheesy, that would be one way to win me over. But if he's all serious about it from day one through X, oh hell no. I'd get weirded out in a second. Straight to.
But I do think now I actually come across more guys, I think now that I'm older, who say they feel that the guy should pay, like as part of that role. However, I think a majority of them want to feel appreciated for doing it. Cause it's like, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like you got a job just like I got a job, and hell, you make more money than
that's
I do. It's a thing, I think, of showing it as appreciation as opposed to out of obligation.
You have to earn appreciation.
I don't agree with.
Earn appreciation or not, let me explain. Budgets aren't sexy on a first date, but it's more than that. A first date is all about making sure the other person is comfortable. That means you can, but you don't have to take them to an over-the-top restaurant. You don't have to whip out that coupon on date number one. Just like you wouldn't debate money, religion, or politics. Hold up for a second. You might want to discuss the politics because that might dictate whether it's a red or green light even before going on the date. And it needs to be vetted prior to even dating. No, but seriously, everybody should appreciate each other whether it works out or not, whether it's the first date or date number 110. Regardless, men, we appreciate you, what you're doing, the cultural norms, the societal norms, and basically what you're supposed to do. Kimberly doesn't feel that way, though. And in this next clip, she brings it home.
Meaning, I'm not going to do that until like date number 15.
But you can still be appreciative of somebody. For example, whenever, and even now, whenever me and Ed hang out, and we're official, I always, like, you know, thank you for coming over. Thank you for, you know, hanging out with me.
Standard.
And it's like, but I think that plays in, because men, you know, they're all sensitive. So it plays into making them feel like they're
like affirmation, like
doing that man thing, as opposed to just being like, oh, well, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. Because then they just feel like, maybe they're not necessarily like they're being used, but
they're just a machine. They're supposed to do this.
As opposed to like, okay, it makes me feel like she feels like I'm being a man, or she feels like I'm doing whatever, not taking care of her or providing for her, or I don't know. Men are just.
I take that back, because I will always say thank you.
Okay.
Right?
It's hard to explain like how I'm trying to describe it.
I'm not trying to be extreme one way or another either. If I am, it's because of this. I have road tested and tried it more than once, and I have developed my own personal preference. As I've grown to be more money savvy, I would say to people out there in this dilemma, pick your own poison. But men, spoil your date within your financial means, of course, but find out those things that she likes. And develop a splurge plan. And you're probably thinking, a splurge plan? What is that? Well, if you want to know more about it, you need to go to bit.ly/splurgeher. That's splurgher. And you know what? You're going to be joining a waiting list, because there's people in line who want to know how to splurge on a woman on a budget. So if you're frugal or a money savvy man, as I like to call it, learn the financial savvy ways to wow her while dating. If I didn't know a person pretty well prior to their first date, guys, don't do it. Don't use the Groupon, the coupon, or the gift card. The first date is where you need to pull out all the stops. The only justifiable exception is this. If you already know the person pretty well, so you were best friends or you were friends that decided to cross the line and now start dating, and you're positively sure that this person is not going to take offense. Me, on the other hand, I work in reverse mode. You need to go all out first. Show me what you got. Over time, you know what? Mix it up. I would like for you to be creative with the Groupons and the coupons and use it as a surprise. You know, wow me. Or maybe a travel excursion, or maybe a day trip, maybe just something that you know that I would like or sense that I would like to try. So here's some other ways to finesse the whole dating scene. Number one, all you gotta do is when she goes to the bathroom, you fold the little coupon, Groupon, whatever it is, under your credit card. And when you stick it in the envelope, or you know what, just tell her, look, this is a reward certificate for being such a big baller at the restaurant. No coupon on the first date, people. You're much better off doing this. Saving your money by splitting a dessert or appetizer. That, to me, is more romantic than a Groupon, a coupon, or a gift card. The other thing is this. Why don't you go up to the waiter on your way to the bathroom and say, look, I got this Groupon coupon thing, and work out some arrangement to make it discreet. But you need to be consistent over time. Show me, show us all the spectrums of creative. It doesn't always have to be one way. Spoilers showing your money savvy, your financial savvy, your creative savvy side by splurging. And look, you don't have to pay all that money to splurge. That's what you're going to learn in the splurge plan. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show. My stories are real and true. More importantly, my goal is to empower you, give you that dose of confidence that's going to help you realize your self-worth. Was this episode good for you? Do you feel like you need the confidence, you want the confidence to feel like, hey, I want to wow this next girl? Well, then you need to visit bit.ly/splurgeher. To learn those ways to be financially savvy, money savvy, and be able to splurge within your own means. Nina may suggest things that'll make you say, has she lost her mind? Trust me, there's always a reason and a season why I make these suggestions, why I ask you guys questions that push you over the edge and even out of your comfort zone. It's never random. But here's the dealio. I share what women are thinking but not saying out loud because most of you are too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask. If you're looking to start a podcast in 2017, join Podpreneur School. You can learn to podcast like an entrepreneur. So what does that mean? Well, this is an online course which teaches entrepreneurs how to repurpose their long-standing business as an expert in a certain niche to an audio format. So whether you're a newbie or an entrepreneur, you can learn to expand your brand and audience by visiting bit.ly/PPD school. That's Paul David School. All lowercase. If you want to share a story, drop me a line, question, or pitch your own story. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. Reply to this podcast or send me a quick email to ask@ninababel.com. And you know what? Tell me with your struggle right now. Give me some advice, maybe a lessons learned that you want Girly Nation to know. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Auto Radio, and TuneIn Radio. But don't forget to connect with me on social. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and I want you to join the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. You could use the handle @NinaBabel, and you spell my last name, Babe with an L, but that's my reel for today. Tune in for the Keep It 100 moment on Friday. In the meantime, enjoy your day and week, and you know what? Smooches!